Kirkwood's Brush with Pretty Boy Floyd. The former Merrimack Highlands store at 1015 Barbary Lane was designated in 1982 as a Kirkwood landmark in recognition of its importance in the 1894 to 1925 Merrimack Highlands resort. It also had a role in Pretty Boy Floyd's first major crime, the Kroger payroll robbery. In 1987, Terry and I bought the former store, 96 years old and time-worn, but with enough space for our growing family. It needed many improvements. One, another bedroom carved from a large closet and part of the attic, with a skylight for ventilation and light. One day, two men with a clipboard were pointing up at the skylight. When I went to see if there was a problem, I met Post-Dispatch writer Harper Barnes, who was researching Pretty Boy Floyd for a possible book. Clyde Tracy, a Merrimack Community College prof, was his guide. They told me that in 1925, Floyd had stayed above the store during his first big foray into crime. Barnes was several months later sent a news article about the robbery, and armed with the date of the robbery, I was able to research the role of Pretty Boy Floyd, the storekeeper, and the store in the affair. Charles Floyd, an Oklahoma farm boy, was tired of harvesting work and was looking to make easy money. With St. Louis and Sheik Hildebrand, they rode the rails to a spot east of Valley Park. Hungry, they asked the whereabouts of a grocery store and were directed to the store on Quinette Road, now Big Bend. They struck up a friendship with Joe Lavity, the storekeeper, who let them stay above the store. While there, they rode the streetcars into St. Louis and robbed several corner Kroger grocery stores. Hildebrand posed as a job seeker at the Kroger headquarters and scoped out the payroll office and the payroll procedures. On September 11th, they hijacked a Cadillac touring car in Forest Park and proceeded in it to rob the Kroger Baking Company at gunpoint, taking a payroll of nearly $12,000. Lavity provided his help and his car for use as a separate getaway car. Following the robbery, a chase and gun battle ensued, but the robbers eluded the police, ditched the caddy in Webster Groves, and returned to the store to split up the loot. The storekeeper buried most of his share behind the store. Pretty Boy and the Sheik left for Oklahoma. In Tulsa, they bought a Studebaker touring car and rode into Floyd's home turf, flaunting their new wealth. Police stopped them and found a roll of bills in Hildebrand's pocket, wrapped with a St. Louis bank wrapper. They were arrested and returned to St. Louis. There, they fingered the storekeeper. Lavity was arrested and cooperated with the police, leading them to the buried money behind the store. The three were sentenced to terms in the state pen in Jeff City. Pretty Boy Floyd, after his release, continued his robbery ways and became the FBI number one most wanted. He was killed by lawmen at the young age of 32. Though the money was recovered, for years, treasure hunters searched behind the store for buried treasure. None was ever found.